Okay, this is Parak Tes Vav Mehilchas Tumas Open, continuing halachas that relate to water and its ability to contract and slash impart tumah. Halacha Aleph, Mayim Sheva Kelin, Mistamin Bein Ratzon, Bein Shem Lo Ratzon. So when water is inside a container, it both contracts and imparts tumah, whether it's intent or not. But Mistamin Oklin the Kelin, Mishan Afal Lam Ratzon, Mishan Afal Lam Ratzon. And therefore, if it falls on vessels or foods, whether it is with intent or not, it will therefore cause them to become tummy. About Mayim Sheva Karkos, right? But water that's on the ground could go meboros, shichin, umaros. For instance, water that's in a cistern or something like a cave, umegabayim, she'im behem arbaim seya. Or for instance, water that's in a pit that's smaller than 40 seya. Ein mistamen, they do not impart tuma, elo l'ratzon, whether only with intent, but ein mistamen elo l'ratzon. They don't contract tuma unless there's intent involved, nor do they impart tuma unless there's intent involved. So ketzav, what's a case? Mayim sheva karka, she'im behem arbaim seya. So let's say there's a puddle on the ground where there's less than 40 seya. Bain Shah Yushubin, Bain Shah Yushubin, whether it was drawn or not, Shinafo Sokhan Amaze, a dead body falls into it, Osha Halach Lahena Tame, or someone Tame walks in it, Harei Latar, and the water remains Tahor. Avim Shasamahen Adam Tame, but let's say someone who is Tame drinks from it, Osha Mila Behem the Kli, or he fills up a Kli with it, Tame, Osha Nafu Sokhan Mashkin, or other liquids fall into it, there it's Mayim, but Ratsun willingly, with intent, Harei Latarin, these are all Tame, Vapi Shem Karkos. That water becomes Tame, even though it is collected on the ground. Shasamahena tahor, let's say someone tahor drinks from it. Achar shenitzmu b'karka, after it becomes tamei in the ground. O shemila behem b'kli tahor, or he fills up a kli that is tahor. Nitma hashosa, the person who drinks it is tamei. Nitma kli, and the vessel is tamei shrei baratzen shasamila, because he did with intent both drink or fill the kli. Nasan l'sokhan kikach shel truma, let's say he put a loaf of truma bread into it. Harehu tahor, that is tahor, kishahaya, like it was originally. Shein mistamen el ratzon. Because it's only when food comes in contact with this that you'll say willingly or with intent that it becomes tamei. That's why, let's say someone washes his hand, the hotzia kikar, and then he takes out the loaf, mitzma kikar, but mine should be other. In that case, the loaf of bread would become tamei from the water that's on his hands, shrehim baratzam, because that is done with intent. So when you have water that's collected in like a pit, other waters from the ground could go meboroshi tomorrow's, like we said before, water that's in a cistern or storage area, umay tamsis, or let's say you have rainwater, right, shapasku that doesn't flow anymore, umigvo shemhan arbaim seya, or mikvah that doesn't have inside it 40 seya, shenitzmu that became tamay, the yardulahem gusham, and now rain falls into this, let's say, mikvah, the rabu megusham and lam, and now there's more rainwater than what was originally present. Even if none of it was spilled out or flowed out, therefore, all water that's on the ground could go megabayim, b'chayotzimhen, all these examples of water on the ground, at the time of rain, we assume all that water that's collected on the ground in the time of rain is considered to be tahor. Let's say the rain stopped close to, let's say the rain stopped, tmeim. So when that which is closer to the city or the highway, our tamei shehein becheska sheshasim hen tamei, we're going to assume that someone tamei drank from them, ushamalam hen mekelim tamei, or he filled up his vessels that are tamei. Barachokim, but if it's further away, tahorim achihalku rov adam, until most people walk there. Halku akol, let's say they do becheska stuma, then we assume it's always tamei shahokum b'sheiros memleim b'shosim hen, because then we assume the people who are going to be traveling with groups are going to be drinking and filling up with water. Wanted to supply the gaba from a pit that you can actually drink from it. But if it's a pit you can't drink out of, rather you can only drink from it with an extreme amount of effort. Then we assume it's tahara. Until we actually see evidence of footsteps of a person or parsos ragli behema, gasa, or large animal, nikarispo, right? Because this way it indicates they're drinking from there. But if you find footprints of a tiny animal, then I raise a tar. We say a tar share, yarda b'shasas, because maybe he's able to, the animal is able to sneak down there and go ahead and drink. Halacha dalad, cheskas tit v'gumios shevepiskei chaniyos v'roshos rabim. So during the b'shasas g'shamim, so during the rainy season, when there's mud and water in like the holes and crevices at the entranceways of public domains and stores, we assume shem tar and the tar. But now, once the rain stops, they're considered like water that's drained, like sewage water. And inside the public marketplace, we go by the majority. Let's say you have wine or milk or honey that falls into a pit that has water in it, hokan bo, acharo, we go by the majority. Nafal esocho shemen, let's say oil fell into it, api shehik piyu, even if it went ahead and congealed, hareza mitstame, umetame, shalom ratzon, it's able to both contract and impart tuma even without intent, lepi shiyah shalom, let's say, yidei tzachtzachis, because it's impossible for him to remove it, and there won't be some droplets left, what it called, mixed up with the water. Okay, shemen ushar mashin chutz min amayim, so oil and other liquids that are outside of water, harehi mekarka, kamosh shehi mekelen, din echadu. So if they're on the ground, they're just like they are in vessels, it's one halacha. I mean, one halacha applies to all these liquids. Halacha vav, may tamse shelo pasku. So rainwater, let's say you have streams of rainwater that are moving along. Afa pisha imahem abraim say, and they don't have 40 seya in them. Hol vahem akarka, they're considered on the ground. Vahari amayim nim shachin. And the water is, what do you call, flowing. Uboyin lahen. Enim akam atoba. It does not go ahead and receive tamah. Vahal pisha sasem en atame. Even if some atame drinks from it, umila mehen bekli tameh, or fills up a fills up the water into a kli that's tameh, or nosan sof amayin tameh, or pour tameh water into it, harehen tohor nechol dabar, nonetheless, we treat it as tohor in every situation. L'gazayim mishai ochol truma b'yadayim tameh, let's say someone is eating truma with hands that are tameh, kagon dvela, right, so like for instance, like a dry fig, is shelo hokshura, that was not roi to now become tameh, v'hech nezeto sof piv, litol tzur, and let's say he puts his hand into his mouth to remove a pebble. Imavach, right? If he went ahead and turns it over in his finger while taking it out, nitmes hadvela bariro. So then the fig becomes tame with the spit in his mouth, right? Nitma biyad mibnesha akro, because it becomes tame through his hand by the fact that he is uprooting it, the saliva from where it is. In lo hafach, we didn't do it. Tahora shemasha shaviv kodem shafeno, because the liquid that is in his mouth prior to turning it over, oyu motzenu, or that he sucked in lotzio to remove. That's considered like water that's not removed from the ground. They're still considered on the ground. They don't impart or contract tumah, only willingly. His intent is just to get out that pebble. Let's say he has coin inside his mouth. And he put his hand inside to take it out. And the fig's inside his mouth. If he had placed the coin in his mouth because he was thirsty, then then the saliva, as if he went ahead and removed it from his place, and nitmei sadvela, and the fig becomes tame, machmas mashke piv, from the liquid that's in his mouth, shenitma machas yadav, that became tame through his hands. Finally, lachaches, ha'isha shahaisa achelas ochlen shal truma, a woman who is eating truma food, she'ena mukshar, and it's not roi for tumah, vaisa gorefes as a tano or hatame, and she goes ahead and is removing coals and from a oven that is tame, v'hika ha'kotz, and let's say she has a splinter, v'yatsam en adam, and blood comes out, and she sucks out the blood from her finger, or she gets burnt, and she puts her finger in her mouth, then the truma in her mouth becomes tameh, because her intent is to remove the liquid from her mouth, or to take it out by sucking it from her finger. That ends Perek Tesvav, and we will continue on tomorrow.